fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry Moore here on Friday, the third day of November. The prepper tip of the day is to work with your team, recreate with your team, and most important of all, pray with your team. We have patient waiting in the green room, my friend, Pastor Evan Bell. Pastor Bell is the pastor of my church, the Viburnum Free Will Baptist Church in beautiful Viburnum, Missouri, a place where you can get the Word of God delivered in a way that you can understand it, in a way that everybody would appreciate, along with some great music and a beautiful campus. Good morning, Pastor.
Good morning, John. It's so good to be with you again.
Good to have you with us, sir. Well, we had Pastor Appreciation Day last Sunday, didn't we, sir?
Yeah, and it went very well. My wife and I really enjoyed and appreciated what the church did for us. We had a really nice service and a lovely meal. And the church got for me, I don't know whether there's a message woven into this, John, but a set of microphones, both the handheld and a headset, and then also the lapel mic. To free me up to speak louder.
Well, improving audio is always a good thing. Audio improvement is not that we audio we had before was subpar, but there's always room for improvement. And that was a nice gesture, a nice gift on the part of the church to do that. And I'm glad that they did. Our campus is a small country church campus. On Highway 49 in Viburnum, Missouri, population, I think about 850 people. There's been some changes at Viburnum in the last few years. We have a new retail establishment, Family Dollar? It's two stores combined, Family Dollar, and what was the other one combined with it?
It's not Lucky Dollar. It's
anyway, the two stores combined. It's an unusual business model, but it works for them. And they got one checkout counter for both stores. And we have a new Dollar General being built as we speak, don't we?
Yes, right across the street, right as you're coming into town.
Yeah, just walking distance from our church, the Viburnum Free Will Baptist Church. I saw all those trees cut down. I wondered, well, what's going on there? There was a Catholic church on the property there for decades, But we ran out of Catholics, or ran out of priests, or both. I'm not sure. So they shut down the Catholic Church. It's now another Christian church. It's amazing how many churches can be in a rather small community. At least it's amazing to me. How about you, Pastor?
Yes, it is. It's surprising how many of these are sustainable. You know, many of them have what we call bivocational pastors, where the pastor serves the church, but they don't hire him full time. He may go without a salary or a modest salary, and then he works another job to make ends meet.
Absolutely. Well, that's your situation as well, and you've had different positions that you've done over the years to make ends meet, and it's just it's pretty common for out here in the country for people to have more than one way to have an income, isn't it?
Lots of families do this, whether it's both partners working or these days, John, working multiple part-time jobs. I tell you, in ministry, it keeps the pastor hungry and focused. It does, because a pastor with a big salary and no other cares, sometimes, not always, sometimes they let up on the gas and they coast. But I know for me, life is always balancing the needs and desires of ministry with the realities of life in these current times. And it is a challenge.
Well, it's a challenge, but we meet those challenges and overcome them. That's just what we do as Americans. Well, Pastor, the term World War III is being thrown around way too loosely by men and women in positions of power and responsibility in the U.S. government, the mass media, various foreign governments as well. We have a massive buildup of military power, especially naval power in the eastern Mediterranean, I assume in the Red Sea as well. I don't know much about the Red Sea. But a lot of people are attempting to make a connection between what's going on right now in the Middle East and Bible prophecy. Do you have any thoughts along those lines, sir?
Certainly I do. We do know that the Jews have come back to their homeland. This is of all the, you know, people look for Bible events in today's headlines, and they've done this for hundreds of years. One of the inarguable ones is that the Jews have returned to their homeland as of, the 1948, the establishment of the Israeli state. And that is the one that almost everyone would agree upon. Whether this will be World War III or usher us into the final battle of Armageddon is anyone's guess.
Absolutely. Well, I'm no Bible scholar. Don't pretend to be. But I can certainly see how people would make these connections. I know that Orthodox Jews, they don't believe that this is the Israel of the Bible, and they refuse to join the Israeli military because they say the Israel of the Bible is protected by God and doesn't need a military. Do you have any thoughts along those lines?
Yes, protected by God, but God also said, grab your sword, strap your sword to your thigh, and God has always given people this both and. I will do, this is my part, and this is your part. God has always acted that way. So, God will protect us, but you know, we have various firearms scattered throughout our hell's house to assure that happens, right, John?
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, by Burnham, Missouri is a community of about 850 men and women and children in the Mark Twain National Forest. We have a Sunday service. We have at 10:30 in the morning. We have most Sundays, a Bible study Sunday evening, and then a prayer service on Wednesday evening, don't we?
That's right. We're taking about 4 weeks off Sunday night currently through the holidays. We often do this. It gets a little busier during the holiday season. And it also gives the teacher a rest, and it gives the people a rest on Sunday evenings. But when we return, we may be looking at the book of Daniel, because Daniel is a book of prophecy, Old Testament, and has a lot of it speaks to world history, the book of Daniel does. So we may be looking at that, not the longest book, on Sunday nights again.
Absolutely. Well, we have space for new people that would like to attend. We have, if you have a musical talent with an instrument or sing, either one, we'd be certainly glad to have you on board with us. And plenty of space for people to join and grow and development. No matter who you are, you're going to be welcomed. People will introduce themselves to you, shake your hand, ask about where you live and how you got the viburnum. People are inquisitive and want to get to know you, don't they?
I think so. We like that verse in Corinthians, John, where Paul says to the Corinthian church, if anyone, and he goes on to mention people's gifts, talents, skills, and he creates a climate for the Corinthian church of mutual edification, where each one brings what God has given them. So, yeah, we're always open to people ministering in music, song, sharing what God has done for them, sharing a word of scripture that is meaningful to them.
Now, we've covered this before, but we always have new listeners. What translation of the Bible is it we use at the Free Will Baptist Church, and why?
Right. We use New King James, and we do so for several reasons. First of all, I should tell you, John, and I think you know this, I was part of a Bible translation team, so I have a degree in linguistics, of course, an MDiv as well, and have worked on Bible translations overseas. So we use the New King James because we recognize that in our culture way out here in the Ozarks, many people have grown up on King James. They like it. They love it. They wove it into their memories. And New King James is very close to King James, except for it changes, it updates the archaic language, such as the verb endings, divine pronouns, these things that weren't reflected in the Greek and Hebrew text. So we use that as a step forward. We're not towards all the modern translations. We don't believe in them all, certainly. Some of them do have an agenda, absolutely. But we find that a middle ground that everyone, at least in our church, tends to agree with or be okay with.
I'm certainly okay with it. I grew up with the King James Version myself, and it's difficult. Even if you're somewhat familiar with it, it's difficult. I like the New King James Version. It makes the reading the Bible a lot more fluid and a lot more quicker, at least for me. I can't speak for other people, obviously, but I know for me, it certainly makes reading the Bible a more pleasant and faster experience. I'm not slowed down by verbiage I'm not familiar with. So that's a really good thing. Well, we have a very pleasant environment. We have now going back to the country church I attended with my grandmother when I was a boy, 8, 10, 12 years old, there was no running water, no air conditioner. I didn't realize it until I was an adult that when they opened the church doors, what I was smelling was actually mold in the church. I didn't know that until I was an adult and understood what that smell was. But we have a very pleasant campus with central ears, central air, central heat, two modern bathrooms right there in the foyer. A very pleasant modern environment, don't we?
We sure do, and it goes beyond that. We also have internet, which helps us stay connected with the world and use the better resources that are online available to us. As we can. People have worked hard to make this a clean, safe, functional campus, and we are very pleased with it.
Now, I know in the works, there's probably no date to begin, but we're looking at the possibility of live streaming the services, aren't we, sir?
Yes, we want to get to that point. We just have not done it just yet.
Well, it's a lot of work. I'm, in fact, my IT guy and a young man who does some work for me on my website with my radio show. They'll be here at my place at 1 today to hopefully get the final pieces in place for live streaming this show. And once we're ready to do that, we'll let everybody know how they can watch my show live stream. But it's been a 11-month challenge. We began in January of this year, looking into it, starting to buy equipment, making mistakes, doing things right, making mistakes, doing things right, and learning. So there's a lot to it, isn't there, Pastor?
Yes, there is. It's a big undertaking too, and once people come to expect it, you know, you have to deliver. So you have to keep a steady guarantee of the quality of technology. One thing that I love about Viburnum, John, is we have the Doe Run Mining Operations, their head office, well, not head offices, but a major office is in town here. And they have helped bring in a massive internet line. So right in town, and we are in town, there is really good internet, that high download, high upload, and very consistent service. So that makes it really easy for the church to use the internet.
Absolutely. Yeah, the amenities and features available at Viburnum, Missouri are truly amazing. I mentioned this before, but like I said a moment ago, we always have new listeners. Viburnum, Missouri has a country club. Who ever heard of a town of 850 people having a country club with a nine-hole golf course, a beautiful swimming pool, a nice clubhouse where wedding, my daughter got married there. It's been, what was that, 18, 20 years ago, something like that. It's for a small community, the amenities are quite amazing, aren't they?
They are, and there is the peace and quiet and the low crime aspect too. We chose Viburnum, John, off the map without ever having visited here or checked the little town out, the city. But we are we've fallen in love with Viburnum. We really like serving here.
Absolutely, Rob. For those who are familiar with my work regarding what's coming in the future with Planet X, Viburnum, Missouri is the highest altitude incorporated community in the state of Missouri. And I know I've personally met men and women who've moved there just for that reason. Nearby Bixby, Missouri is even slightly higher. It's not incorporated, so it's the highest altitude unincorporated community in the state of Missouri, which is about 5 or 6 miles away, Bixby, Missouri. And I've met several retired military people who are aware of that and move there just for that reason, and that reason only, quite frankly. Moving on from there, Pastor, there's a culture war going on in this country with young men and women having pieces of metal sticking out of their face, tattoos covering their body, freakish hairstyles with hair being brilliant different colors. There's a little bit of that in Viburnum, Missouri, but not much, is there?
Not as much. We are a step back in time in, as far as following the modern fashions and trends of young people. People, I don't know, just don't have time for silliness or are more focused at getting life done. It is hard to do farm chores, to get up, get going, go to a job with all that get up. And I think they just leave that to the city folks for the most part.
Absolutely. Well, I was at an event at Steelville High School, one of the nearby high schools, and there were some seniors helping with the event. I was donating blood to the Red Cross. And I asked this young man, senior in the high school a couple of years ago, do they allow mentally ill boys to participate in the girls' sports at Steelville High School? He looked at me like I had a hole in my head. Are you kidding?
Well, of course. Not out here. Young ladies are young ladies, and young men are young men. And we are very happy with that arrangement.
Absolutely. Well, if you're looking for a beautiful community where you can raise a family in the way America used to be 40, 50 years ago, that's Viburnum, Missouri. We'll be right back after the break.
Charles de Gaulle once said, actually, it's difficult to envision in this regard any other criterion, any other standard than gold. Yes, gold, which does not change in nature, which can be made into either bars, ingots, or coins, which has no nationality, and which is considered in all places and all times the immutable and fiduciary value par excellence. So when the question is, why gold? It's simple, my friends. The answer to that question is simply, why not? Like it or not, precious metals will always be the world's reserve currency. Even though nations do not define their currency by their worth in, say, gold, individuals still buy gold and silver to protect themselves from inflation. The more money a nation's central bank pours into the economy, the less value its currency, the dollar is, which means the price of everything else rises. $21 up for a bag of dog food. Seeing that the dollar is cheap, that's why the cost of everything goes up. It's because of the buying power, the value of the dollar has tanked. It's worth nothing. And yet gold that your family would have owned in 1907 will buy at least the same amount of goods, if not far more. William McPhee once stated, it's extraordinary how many emotional storms one may weather in safety if one is ballasted with ever so little gold. The truth about money, gold versus cash in a crisis, gold a valuable thing to store, the power of gold in times of crisis. Historical sketch of paper currency. Oh, and beware the ides of rare coin dealers. And Alan Greenspan's speech on gold and economic freedom. How interesting. I'm going to give you gold and silver in five easy lessons. Seeking out the most efficient and most secure route to owning gold and converting it into widely accepted currency is the next best thing to enjoying gold-backed currency, my friends. In a world of central bankers hell-bent on devaluing our savings, you need to own private gold standard. Contact me, Jeffrey Bennett at Kettle Moraine Limited, by calling our phone number at 602-799-8214. That's 602-799-8214.
Gilad Atzmon says the essence of Jewish power is the ability to prevent the discussion of Jewish power.
Jewish power requires anybody in politics to understand it and know about it, but never talk about it.
My Awakening really sums up with the very best evidence, the facts and the truth about race, and the fact that race drives history, and the truth about the Jewish question.
The younger you get, the greater the percentage of people who identify as alphabet soup, you know, LGBTQ, RS.
This woman, she's like, oh yeah, I identify as a koala 2 years ago. And I'm like, what?
A koala?
What? Maybe if it was Quickie Koala, that might be cool, but otherwise, I don't know.
How about an inward pass? Have you ever received an inward pass from any of your black friends?
Biden invited a drag queen to come for the signing of the Respect for Marriage Act. It's the Respect for Anal Sex Act. So, you know, I mean, let's just call it like it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Einstein once said,
fix bayonets.
And Nicole Colgren, wherefore many men have gone.
All right, we're back. My Veterans Day sale on energy cleaners in effect right now. $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads at thelibertyman.com. The place you order right there using PayPal or call my toll-free hour line 24 hours a day. That's 800-592-9543. Visiting with Pastor Evan Bell. He's pastor of my church, the Viburnum Free Will Baptist Church, where I've been a member there for a number of years. And I thoroughly enjoy being a member at the Viburnum Free Will Baptist Church. I look forward to getting up on, I get up late on Sunday mornings, typically about 5:30 or 6 a.m. instead of 3:45 a.m. So I sleep in until about 5:30. And I look forward to seeing everybody at church, getting caught up on people's lives, what's going on, and seeing how people are doing in their health situation. We have a prayer list every Sunday morning for people that need prayer, typically for health-related matters, don't we, Pastor?
We certainly do. And, you know, John, you will live longer. That's what a lot of doctors say. If you plug into a loving community, a group of people to which you belong and are needed, and you help others within that group, doctors say this is very good for people's health to belong to a warm, supportive community. And of course, in our case, it's a community of faith, and we do pray for one another in our times of need.
Absolutely. Well, we live in a neighborhood where people look out for each other. I had lunch over in Ironton, Missouri. That's just a short drive from by Burnham. It's been, 18, 20 years ago. And my daily driver was a 3/4-ton Dodge van at the time. And we were having some mechanical issues. The waitress overheard what we were talking about, my wife and I. And I was going out to visit my brother, who lived outside of Ironton, about 5 or 6 miles. She offered us the loan of her vehicle to drive out there and back. And we never met this woman before in our lives. And we accepted the offer. I offered my wife's driver's license as security. And we visited my brother. We came back and cleaned up her car and filled up with gas and returned the car to her. How many parts of the United States can you be dining in a restaurant and have the waitress offer to loan you their car to go visit somebody? That's a pretty extraordinary thing, isn't it, Pastor?
It certainly is. It speaks of a time in America's past, I'm afraid. And communities like that are dwindling. We've had different things that happened to us as well, John. We came home to our goats. We have two little dairy goats, and they were in a different stall. And we thought, how did they get in there? And it turns out they had gone out, and a neighbor, a farmer, passing by, saw little goats in the road and thought they could be hit. And he took his time to put them back in the wrong stall. That's fine, but they were safe and secure. And then now we have a chance to pray with him just recently in a time of medical need. And it's our turn to care for him and just let him know, thank you for being a good neighbor.
Well, being on these roads out here, it's about once or twice a year. I end up being a first responder at an automobile accident. One time, a member of our church, he has a towing business, and I was the first responder for an 18-wheeler that got stuck on a hill because of mechanical issues. And I end up staying with that trucker and calling the member of our church who came and rescued the 18-wheeler with his big tow truck. And my town car is equipped with strobe lights, and I ran interference all the way to a safe place to get that 18-wheeler off the road. It was about a 2 or 3 hour ordeal, and we became friends for life when I helped him out of the kindness of my heart. And that's just the way people are here. If you come across a accident, you don't just keep driving, you stop to help, don't you?
You do. And this is a quality that once you have it, you have to work and teach to maintain it. Because in our country today, these sort of qualities of community will go away. They will fall in the face of divisiveness or these modern issues that arise. And we are happy to work to maintain them.
Absolutely. Well, Pastor, what prognostication, if any, do you have regarding the Middle East? I think there's going to be a deadline today for one of those terrorist groups that's going to be issued. And if Israel doesn't stop hostilities, they're going to do something really bad. It looks like Iran is moving troops to the Israeli border. Russia is helping Iran. There's North Korean weapons being introduced to this whole mess. Do you have any prognostication about where this will go and how quickly, sir?
Yes, I do. I can tell that I don't think Arabs want to lose their position. I think it's a lot of bluster, but ultimately I don't think they're going to put their foot into this for very long.
Okay, we have a break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
where the hearth is. In days gone by, the hearth was the center of the home, a social place where the family would come together to spend time and cook. The warmth of the Liberator rocket stove makes a house feel like a home. So, welcome home. 100% American made, the Liberator rocket stove heats for a fraction of the cost of other methods. Your home can be safely heated with firewood or wood pellets. The Liberator rocket heater is waiting to be part of your home. This unit ships directly to your door, or you can save $300 with a factory pickup. To order, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around, and be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Ciroc grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Company will fix bayonets! Fix! Bayonets! Attention!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. Over 9 gigabytes of information there. If you want to educate yourself about COVID, we have articles and videos by world-class scientists and doctors like Dr. Michael Yaden, former vice president at Pfizer, a former director of medical research at Pfizer. He says, in no uncertain terms, that all of these COVID vaccines, no matter which manufacturer, the intent is to kill and hurt people. These aren't side effects. That's what they're designed and meant to do. The Veterans Day sale and energy cleaner is in effect right now. $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads. You can place your orders using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa at my website at thelibertyman.com, or call my toll-free order line, or send me a check or money order. My address is right there at my website. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. Visiting with Pastor Evan Bell, the pastor of my church, the Viburnum Free Will Baptist Church in beautiful Viburnum, Missouri. Pastor, before the break, you were saying that the Arabs don't want to lose their position. We're talking about the heads of state of these various Arab countries. Is that accurate?
Yeah, the wealthy oil-rich states. Now, I do think they supply their money to those Arabs willing to fight, but ultimately they don't want to disrupt their kingdoms. You look at the participants thus far, Syria, Lebanon-based, Iran. These are not the wealthiest of states with kings that live in royalty. Yemen. So I don't think they want to. but they are forced to, they're probably forced to or coerced into giving of their oil dollars to fund the fight against Israel. I can't think of a war, John, where the U.S. Army said, we're going to pause and just give our enemy time to regroup, rethink, think. This is like a never did the U.S. Army did this.
Well, not for any length of time. We've had a Christmas ceasefire during World War One. I know, where the troops from the different factions actually celebrated Christmas together, and then the day after Christmas they went back to battle. But that was only 24 hours. The calls for ceasefire are really not going to be honored by the Israeli military, are they?
I don't think they'll be honored by either side. And that's something Americans don't get about other ethnicities or cultures. Treaties are meant to be broken. Agreements are meant to be cheated upon. I don't see either side as honoring commitments forced upon them by an outside entity. John, I'm not like Israel right or wrong in any way. At the same time, the Palestinian question must be settled. The UN map for Israel that they created so many decades ago was ridiculous, drawn by some power seekers in an office in New York. It is unlivable. We could not survive as a nation if we allowed 25 square miles, 40 miles from Washington, D.C., to be inhabited by hundreds of thousands of fighting men from China and Russia. Can you imagine a little enclave so close to our nation's capital that every day took pot shots against our nation's capital? Do I believe in their destruction? No. The Arabs should have settled this decades ago by moving these people to places where they could restart life.
Well, there's plenty of space.
Oh, absolutely.
I found it rather amazing and incongruous that their Muslim brothers in Egypt, for example, Egypt refuses to take any Palestinian refugees, where we have American politicians walking in with open arms. What's going on there?
Well, you have American politicians with nefarious intent, I would think. When Israel gave back the Sinai, they should have said, and it's going to be resettled with people from Gaza. The weapons of modern war, John, you just cannot have someone so close to your capital with such evil intent. Any nation knows that.
Absolutely. Pastor, we've got a caller and holder. We're at John in Texas. Good morning, John.
Hello. What is your understanding of the plight of the Palestinians and of their legitimate rights to the land which they were forced off of?
Okay, I don't like the word. Go ahead, John.
Sir?
Go ahead, John.
They were...
I'll take your first question, John, and then if you have a second, you can ask it. I don't like the term Palestinian. They are Arabs. They are Arabs every bit as much, and they share language, religion, and culture with millions of Arabs from Casablanca all the way through Iraq. So they could live and make a living in any one of these countries fairly. People lose wars. I won't take the time on your show, John, to rehearse world history, where people groups lost a war, they moved, and they restarted and made life better again elsewhere. Nowhere has there been a war where the winner wins and then the world says, okay, you won, but now you didn't win. And they must be moved elsewhere.
Your follow-up question, John?
People were massacred. They were thrown off their land, particularly, I understand that's how Gaza were forced down into Gaza when the area was happened to be seized by the Egyptians, and they set up refugee camps in the area. But Moshe Dayan said, when he to certain settlers, he said, "Don't blame the Palestinians for hating us," because he said, then he described how they, when they came into the, there were about 500 Israelis set up in the Negev area. They didn't have water. They asked for, the Arabs gave them water. You know, they said they could see what was coming, and if you'll just let us stay, you won't attack us. And then they agreed, no, we won't attack us. They said they promised that in exchange for water. And then when the war broke out, they attacked them. They massacred them, and they drove them out.
It sounds just like the American Indians. Now, are we going to divide up America and let the American Indians seize control? War is hell, John, and they lost, and Israel won. Right or wrong, just like when we dropped an atomic bomb on Nagasaki, Hiroshima, just like when we firebombed Dresden, we did not give time to civilians to get out of the way. Just like when we drove the Indians off their historic ancestral lands. We just did it, right or wrong. And Israel won. So Arab nations around the world, they can help their brothers and sisters in Palestine. But instead, anywhere Palestinian Arabs have gone, those nations have refused to give them citizenship, have forced them to live in semi-permanent temporary camps as refugees, and they've refused them basic civil rights that we have afforded to millions of Palestinians and Arabs that have moved to the U.S. So I think Israel won the war. It is time to help Arabs start life elsewhere.
Okay, John, anything else before you move on?
That is all.
Okay, thanks for the call. The call number is 512-248-8252. Well, going from Morocco to Egypt to Jordan to Turkey is like going from Kansas to Missouri to Illinois to Indiana. Same language, same people, same culture, same religion, isn't it, Pastor?
Yes, and they have huge areas that could be resettled and developed. It takes money, and it takes hard work and hard labor. I might say, John, look how well Arabs have done in Dearborn, Michigan, or Hamtramck, or Detroit. They've taken over, and they are doing wonderfully in Detroit. Well, if Muslim Arabs can move to Detroit and survive, thrive, and blossom, and now have a healthy, vibrant Muslim community, whether we like this or not, certainly they can do it elsewhere in the world. It's an old saying, but it's still true. Arabs are willing to fight to the last Palestinian. And sadly, Arabs are all too willing to use their brothers and sisters in Gaza as pawns. They're used as cannon fodder and pawns in their war of hatred against the Israeli state.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I met a young Palestinian man when I was in college 50 years ago. And I've never seen such a level of hatred in a human being in all my life. It was an amazing sight to see the level of hatred this young man had towards Jewish people, Israel, and so forth. From the time they're being potty trained, that's simply what's ingrained in them, isn't it, Pastor?
Yes, it is. And I've been in countries where they've painted the Israeli flag on the ground so that people walk across it. One of the countries I've lived in, I was there when they destroyed the last Jewish synagogue of Bukharan Jews in the country. They tore it down to just to get vacant land for the sweeping presidential palace complex. And John, this is not to say Israel right or wrong. I'm not in favor of the U.S. borrowing from taxpayers backed up by China to send billions for Israel's defense. I don't think that's good either. And I don't think the Jewish people are innocent either. It's just to say this war is not going to end until one side has complete victory.
I agree. It seems to be exactly where it's headed. Well, I was on alert twice when I was in the 6th Special Forces Group to invade Egypt. And luckily, it didn't happen. It would have been myself and 599 friends in 6th Special Forces Group making a one-way trip to Egypt. We knew that would be the outcome. Luckily, that didn't happen. But the culture of the Middle East is so strange and so bizarre. I refer to Islam as a dangerous, freakish, barbaric religion. Let's take Saudi Arabia, for example, who is allegedly our ally. The government of Saudi Arabia engages in cutting people's heads off and crucifixion both. Are you aware of that, Pastor?
Well, I certainly am. And they publicize and televise and promote state executions in a way that is far more barbaric than what we do in the U.S. I tell you, John, the healthiest thing for me as a young man was to travel the world and to see and experience and live in the vast variety of cultures around the world. People that say, oh, people are the same all around the world.
Oh, hardly.
They really haven't traveled that very much. I think of this practice, FGM, female genital mutilation. I'm not going to talk about it at length, but that a nation or culture permits and allows this and endorses it, that professional Muslims from England will fly to a state that allows this and have their young girls subjected to this, is barbaric, John.
Well, it is, but now we have doctors from Harvard Medical School and Cornell engaging in the same practice, cutting the breasts off teenage girls, the genitals off young boys. It's become just as freakish and barbaric in American hospitals, hasn't it?
Well, there you go, John. Yes, we've followed them into their level of depravity.
Truly, truly amazing. And Missouri has outlawed this freakish, barbaric practice in hospitals and from doctors in the state of Missouri. I would like to see all 50 states do it, but I doubt that all 50 states will do it. What do you think, Dr. Pastor?
No, I don't think they will. I think in your more blue states, there's enough power in the state legislators to prevent that from happening. I feel so sorry for young people. Young people today, with all the voices they hear, caught up in all this perversion and just weird behavior. What young person in the time of puberty, life change, hasn't deeply doubted themselves, looked within? This is all natural of finding oneself, but to end up going to a doctor and getting these procedures or heavy medications, these are not healthcare providers.
Well, a prosecuting attorney in Los Angeles would gladly and happily put a bartender in jail for serving a shot of whiskey to a 14-year-old girl, and the next day have lunch with a doctor who's cutting the breasts off that same 14-year-old girl. Is there something broken about that?
Yeah. This sounds like something from a Kafka novel or a Monty Python sketch. How can
both thoughts exist in the same brain of that prosecuting attorney? How is that even possible? I don't see it. Is there some kind of mental deficiency in that prosecuting attorney who would put a bartender in jail for serving an ounce of whiskey to a 14-year-old and attend lunch with the same doctor, a doctor cutting the breast off a 14-year-old girl?
I think it's they've surrendered to an agenda, John, and I think the professional pressures upon them at their level surrounding them, they just feel... Just go along with the agenda. It's almost like Soviet days and the parody of life that career professionals would be forced to go through in Soviet times. You just went along, and you just didn't raise your head or your voice, lest you lose career, family, and home.
Well, hopefully there'll be some kind of court proceedings of some sort, either military tribunals or regular courts we already have, that will bring men and women to justice who are engaging in these freakish, barbaric practices that the various state legislators and governors will bring an end to these things. Here's our last break. When we get back, we're going to wrap this up with a prayer from Pastor Bell. We'll be right back.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
As I said to those who've joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Pastor, in the sanctuary, we have a baby grand piano, and I believe on the east side of the sanctuary, is that an organ we have there also?
Yes, it is, an Allen organ. It's a really nice one.
And so we have room for musicians, an organist, a pianist. Pastor Bell's been filling in at the piano. We certainly would entertain a talented man or woman who likes to play the piano. There's room at the front of the sanctuary for guitar players and maybe other instruments. And we do have visiting musicians that do engage in playing the guitar and other instruments, don't we?
Well, they'd be most welcome to come. We'd love to hear the skills and talents the Lord has blessed them with, John.
Absolutely. Well, we're a church that has been around for decades. We're a growing church looking to help people have a closer relationship with God and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we look forward to people joining us in person, and when we have the live stream, joining us on the live stream, don't we, Pastor?
Absolutely. Everyone should have a faith community, a church to which they belong and where they love and are loved and are respected and valued and have a chance to use the gifts and skills the Lord has blessed them with.
Well, Pastor, we'd like to wrap up your being on our show here with a heartfelt prayer, which you always do. So let's go ahead and do that, sir.
Dear Lord, we come before you this Friday, and we ask for peace, not just in the Middle East, but across America. We ask, and we know, Lord, that while you walked this earth, that you valued human life, Jew, Gentile alike, man, woman, rich, poor, young, old, you valued life, you restored life, and you blessed life with your divine aid. Lord, we ask for such blessings again, that you would bless people called up, help them, those caught up in this current war. And here in our own states, we pray that as people call out to you, that you would hear from heaven and bring your life-sustaining blessings to them. Guide us into faith communities where we can be a part of your love here on earth. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor, as always. Well, sir, we have on a biweekly schedule. It'll be, let's see, looks like the 17th when we have you back. And I will see you Sunday, sir.
I look forward to being with you again, and I'll see you Sunday, John.
God okay, thank you very much. Appreciate it. We're top of the hour break coming up. We'll be back with Marie Lassiter, the elected coroner of Texas County, Missouri, the author of 3 books. Marie is a scientist. She has firsthand knowledge of what's going on with the consequences of the COVID vaccination in her community. She's a very, very bright, very energetic woman, lots of energy, and helping her county to be safe from these poisons, these COVID vaccinations. They are, in fact, poison. And we'll always look forward to visiting with Marie. And it's just a great education. And, of course, we'll take your questions, calls, and comments at Republic Broadcasting at 512-248-8252. If you like what you hear, please consider making a donation to Republic Broadcasting. We'll be right back.
From beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names, Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.